Hi, this is Farah over with Fest Pop for Stagecoach 2018 with Muscadine Bloodline. How are you all doing here?
We're doing excellent. Great. We're just enjoying the festival today, so it's a good time.
So what would you say for the festival so far has been your guys' favorite moment?
Well, for playing,
yeah,
for sure.
I think playing,
100%. Yeah, we had a good time today, so it was cool to come. I mean, this is our first weekend we've ever been to California. Like, two kids from Alabama, we're just like, you know, in California. So we're soaking it all in.
This is your guys' first time in California.
Ever. Yeah.
This is what you guys get for California. Yeah. There is so much more than this. Yeah. The Stagecoach is amazing, but there's the beaches. Come on, so tell me you're staying longer.
We were in San Diego yesterday. We just played there last night, so we got to see that beach, and we're in L.A. tomorrow.
Oh, okay. So you guys are
so getting a little piece. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So there's still a lot more, though. We didn't realize how big this state was.
The state is, you know, it's a big thing. Yeah. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
We got a little bit of everything for everybody.
Yeah.
So I have a few more things for you guys. Like, what do you think so far in your guys' career has been a milestone that you guys have overcome and achieved already and something that you still want to?
I think, like, for us, you know, it's just really having a tour, you know what I mean? Like, announce a tour, just a headline tour for ourselves, and that's one of those things that we get to do every day, so it's like a milestone that you always dream of doing, you know, and we're on tour almost, you know, 50 weekends of the year, and so it's a dream come true. There's a lot of bands that they can't just saddle up in the van and have all these dates and tour, so it's a huge blessing to be able to have the fans that we do and be able to come all across the country and play.
Yeah, and then yesterday we had a big accomplishment with we dropped our latest EP, our sophomore EP, and it you know, it was number 2 on the iTunes country charts, and then it was, you know, a top 10 all genres, and so it's just like cool to do that independently. I mean, that's a milestone. Not many people really can. I mean, that's without labels or anything, and so it's just kind of like, it goes to show, like, what we're doing out on the road each week is really like having an impact, and people are investing in what we're doing, so it's really cool.
Definitely. What would you say is your favorite festival or concert you've ever gone to?
I'd say I have to say this one ranks top 3 for sure.
Yeah,
I think Watershed at the Gorge might be
it's outside
one of
Seattle.
The most beautiful scenes I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah,
it's very similar to this. Yeah. There's like this, there's a gorge, you know,
it's like this big old river.
Yeah, so it's like playing for the Grand Canyon, so
it's good. Yeah, it really is. Yeah,
but like up in Washington, so that was cool. Tortuga was fun too. We played Tortuga Festival.
Fort Lauderdale Beach.
Yeah, it's down there close to Miami, and it's a festival like on the beach. So it's like, that was a couple weeks ago.
You're winning me over already.
Yeah, so that was a fun one. So, yeah, we really, like, we got off stage and we've been doing the media stuff, so we haven't like delved into like the festival. So we're ready to, like, I want to ride that big old Ferris wheel. And,
oh, you know, my God, you know, that's on our bucket list for this time too.
Yeah. We gotta get some basic pictures.
You guys gotta go into the Rainbow Building too. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, I heard it's cool.
It's pretty cool in there. There's air conditioning. We'll say sort of. It's cooler than it is out here, we'll say. But then also, I got a fun question for you guys.
Yeah. Okay.
So let's say all music except for your own and one other artist is now outlawed. What do you wish that other artist would be?
Okay. One more time.
Yes,
so all music except for yours and one other artist's music is now outlawed. So what do you want this other artist to be that you could only listen to other than, of course, your guys' music, right?
Okay. Who would be yours? That's such a hard question. I have to think a little harder.
Hey, I had to do a good one for you guys, right?
I'll give it to Eric Church. Why not?
Eric Church. I like it.
I don't think mine would be country because we already got country with us.
You got to mix it up for the
dude,
everybody,
you have to be
right?
Rat, it, like, I don't know. Like, I like Drake.
All right.
Yeah.
See, you're giving him a little bit.
I think Drake. I mean, because like, you got to think about volume too. He's got a lot of records right now too. So I mean, I'm just kind of like, if I'm gonna pick a guy with this genre, like, if he's us and him are the last one, because we only got 13 songs out. So like,
that would just be me. Yeah. You guys need to make more.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll just make more and then listen to Drake, I guess. So.
Yeah.
And Eric Church.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And then another one. So between living and dead artists, if you could collaborate with one person, who would it be?
I would just say probably Johnny Cash.
Nice. Ooh, yes.
Johnny Cash.
Uh-oh. And for you.
Dude, I mean, it'd be cool to, like, Biggie or Tupac. That would be dope.
Oh, my God. See, you got to be throwing out those wild card ones.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, why not?
Drake, Tupac.
I mean,
They're like, yeah.
I like it. I'm not complaining. I'm just surprised.
Yeah, dude. I think
luckily for us, we get two. So
exactly. Yeah, dude.
So like we got a ride. We're gonna have a ride in heaven with Johnny Cash and Tupac. That's gonna
be. You know what? That would be an epic collaboration right there. Like, Johnny Cash and Tupac together with you guys. Yeah, oh my god.
News, you know what I mean?
Where do I sign up?
Definitely.
Other things like. What do you think for your guys' career, like, made it, like, where you feel that someone helped you to get where you're at? Like, who do you think that would be?
Like, I feel like it's all about the team around you, you know, and all goes down to our manager, to our tour manager, to our, you know, publisher, to our booking agent. It's all a tightly knit team to make this thing run. And I obviously Gary and I's relationship too is like, Gary's one of my best friends. And,
I would say the backbone is just us two.
If we didn't have a great relationship, if we didn't work well together, then, you know, this thing wouldn't tick. And so we're lucky and blessed to, you know, be able to have a relationship like we do and be able to make music for a living.
How did you guys wind up coming together as a collaboration? Like, together, like, with the band?
So we're from the same hometown of Mobile, Alabama. We both didn't meet until we both moved away. And so, like, we both went to different colleges, started our own bands, and then we both, like, were touring in different areas of the South, and basically we're, like, going out and helping each other out to get more dates and stuff. This thing keeps back in my head. You guys are not like me leaning back, so.
Told you, we were trying to hide from the wind.
So we kind of just, like, started, you know, we were two guys doing the kind of same thing from the same hometown, so, you know, we started, you know, writing together and playing, like, together and, you know, just doing bar gigs together acoustically and that kind of stuff. And we were like, okay, like, what if we just did it? So after I graduated, I moved to Nashville, and then he moved up a couple months later, and we just, like, pulled the trigger and said, let's do the damn thing. So that's been about two and a half years ago.
Well, it seems to be working. I mean, you guys are already here at Stagecoach.
Yeah, I know, it's cool. Like, I would have never thought, you know. So it's like, a lot of times you come in and there's things now that I see that, like, if we were just talking with someone else, it's like, we'll complain about something, and we have to constantly remind ourselves, like, 2015 Gary and Charlie would have jumped off a bridge for this opportunity. So it's just like,
it really is.
And so it's just like, you're just like, your mindset, like, you have to remember, like, the early days about, like, every opportunity is an opportunity. And so it's just kind of like, we're incredibly humbled, and we're really excited to be here. So it's cool to be in the mix with all these different artists who we've looked up to, and it's like, dang, like, that artist that I, like, know every word of their record is sitting there eating at the same catering. He had the same chicken fried steak I did, so.
Who are you most excited to meet while you guys were here?
I don't know if we're cool enough to meet any of them yet, but to see, I would say, I mean, if Casey Musgraves happened to walk by and was like, hey, I'm Casey, I'd be like, hey, I'm Gary. But, I'm ready to see her live. I've never seen her live before, so.
She performed yesterday.
Really? Was it yesterday?
It was yesterday. Yesterday evening.
Okay.
Casey Musgraves?
I think it's tonight.
Wasn't it?
I'm pretty sure, but I'm not going to. I don't know. It could be wrong.
I got to double check. I thought we saw her yesterday.
Yeah.
No, she's today.
She's today. Okay. Yeah, so, hey.
Yeah, she's from Borky Thurman.
Yeah. Ah.
Yeah.
And what about for you?
I'm really pumped to see Jason Isbell. I've never seen him live, so.
That's going to be a good one. And then also, another fun one for you guys. Zombies are taking over the world. You have time to listen to one song and one song only. What is this song?
You're just busting all these hard ones.
I would say Freebird because it lasts the longest.
Okay, nice.
That's a great answer.
We kill as many zombies as you can in that 8 minutes, you know?
You know what? I'm loving your answers over here. They're all, like, very, you're not expecting it, but I love it.
It's such a hard question. I think if I had to name, like, a favorite song ever for me, like, that I could think of at this moment, it'd be In Your Atmosphere by John Mayer.
Ooh, that is a really good song.
I like that.
So I like the contrast between you guys.
Hey,
what can make me live longest?
That's what makes us uniquely us.
Exactly.
What is completely pure to what I love?
Duo
the mix together is like this epic duo. I see why you guys work so well together.
Can't stop this train.
I think we're going to wrap it up with being the last one. Okay. Guys, want to say thank you to our viewers for Fest Pop.
Hey, thank you, Fest Pop, for having us. Y'all make sure to look us up. We're Muscadine Bloodline. We'll see y'all soon.
Thank y'all so much, y'all.
It has been a pleasure interviewing these gentlemen, and I hope that you guys look them up and love them as much as I do so far. Thank you.